Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, the entire show, the United States Majority Leader of the Senate. Ray Hager has the rundown.
Thanks, Sam. Today, of course, our guest is Harry Reid of Nevada. He's brimming with confidence after this recent election.
It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers, brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park, the resort at Red Hawk, and the Las Vegas Review-Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Championship courses, nature's beauty, and life's distractions fading away.
Item 29 was held, so that brings us to item 30, which is related to 31 and 32 and can be heard together if the commission wishes.
Items 30, 31, and 32 have been called forward. Is there any discussion on those items from the commission?
Hey, Roy. It'd really mean a lot to me if we could put to motion item 30. It's my favorite, personal favorite.
There's an easier way inside local politics. Las Vegas Review Journal. Get inside.
All systems check. All right, Sam, let's go check out some D&D roof.
Hey, Ken. From up here, you can really tell the difference a quality D&D roof makes.
You're right, Sam. With our experience, knowledge, and staff, nothing compares to a D&D roof.
Hey, look down there. It's our D&D roofing crew.
I'll bank the plane. We'll get a closer look. Sam! You watch your company's bottom line, and I'll cover the top of it.
The Nevada Beer Wholesalers encourages the responsible consumption of beer. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association are sponsors and participants in many community-based efforts such as school education programs, safe ride home, recycling programs, alcohol-free after-prom and graduation parties, safe voting campaigns, and designated driver programs. They are family-owned businesses employing 2,000 Nevadans. They also collect and pay the state excise tax. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association, delivering more than just beer.
This program is sponsored by Friends of the Earth, fighting the government's plan to ship nuclear waste to Yucca Mountain. Send your no to the Surface Transportation Board at don'tdumponnevada.org. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, welcome back to the broadcast, and it's our great pleasure, United States Senator Harry Reid. Welcome, sir.
Thank you very much for allowing me to be on your show again.
You were quoted as saying that in the lame duck session that you're not going to put anything up for a vote that you can't guarantee is going to pass. What pieces of legislation do you think you can get through in this lame duck session, Senator?
Well, you guys, I'm not sure I won't put anything up that I can't guarantee will pass, but what I am going to do is not have any votes just for no reason. You know, when the campaign's over, we don't need to find out how people are going to vote. What we need to try to produce these next few weeks is legislation that will help the American people. And I think we need a very bold stimulus package for doing something about programs, blueprints that are ready to move forward. The only thing missing is money, roads, highways, bridges, dams, highway systems, sewer systems, water systems. I think we need to do something to help our beleaguered states that are desperate for money. There's something called FMAP that helps them with programs like Medicaid that is really hurting our state's financial future. Nevada is no different than the other states. I hope that we can do something about extending unemployment benefits, and I hope we can do something to address the problem we have with our automobile manufacturers. At this stage, it appears what we're going to do is start off with the unemployment compensation, and tied to that would be the legislation for the automobile manufacturers. The point is, Nevada's in trouble economically, our country's in trouble, and we need to do something to help to create jobs, and that's what my goal will be the next few days. And I hope, I've spoken to my Republican counterpart, Senator McConnell of Kentucky. I hope they'll work with us. This is something that is not a partisan issue. It's bipartisan. We need to work together.
Well, the whole idea of reinvigorating our infrastructure, especially with some of the problems we've seen with our bridges in this country, sounds like a wonderful idea, and it would obviously create a lot of jobs. How did Senator McConnell take that? Is he in agreement with you on that?
Not at this stage, but we're still in the talking stage. The reason the infrastructure is so important, we have projects in Nevada that have stopped. We have projects in Nevada that are ready to go. All that's lacking is money. For every $1 billion we spend for an infrastructure project, we create almost 50,000 high-paying jobs. And the spinoff from that is significant. Lots of other not-so-high-paying jobs. That's what we need, jobs. Nevada is suffering from this economic crisis, as are other states.
Do you get a lot of feedback from your constituents that with the amount of money that we're spending on the war in Iraq, that the amount of money that you're looking at for things like infrastructure and to help the states is minuscule by comparison with the amount of money we're pouring into Iraq?
Sam, I have been talking for several years now about the fact that we need to get our troops home. We need to keep people there to train the Iraqis and protect our assets, and we need to be nearby with rapid deployment. But right now, this war has gotten way out of hand. We're spending $5,000 a second every day of the week, every week of the month, $5,000 a second, almost $12 billion a month. Think about that. For $10 billion, we would create 500,000, half a million high-paying jobs. Think what that would do to our country's economy.
Senator, I wanted to ask you about state politics for one moment, please. Your son, Rory Reid, has expressed an interest in running for governor in 2010. Would you have any issue with two Reids on the top of the Democratic ticket? I know that some people had some consternation 2 years ago when it looked like Don Gibbons and Jim Gibbons would also be on the same ticket. What about two Reids in the same family?
Well, you guys, my son is more than 40 years old. He's a lawyer with a major law firm in Las Vegas. He's chairman of the Clark County Commission. He's a very capable young man. He's been a wonderful son. And I'm not going to stand in the way of anything that my son wants to do. He's just a wonderful, wonderful person. And if it comes about that we're both running, people will have to find out what kind of governor he would be and whether they want to retain me as a senator.
You know, it's interesting, when he endorsed Hillary Clinton, you said exactly the same thing. So I guess you're staying on the same line there. Let me ask you about the homeowners who are upside down in their mortgages but paying their mortgages. What kind of relief are you looking at to help those people, if you are at all?
Well, I've been terribly disappointed in the money that we appropriated and gave to the Treasury Department. I don't think that it was not my intent to pass out huge sums of money to these banks that are already doing okay. What I wanted done is to help people who are going upside down in their homes. I want mortgage relief. I think it's important that we do something to help the automobile manufacturers, which are responsible for more than 1 million jobs in this country. I just think this thing is not working out right. We keep hearing about help on its way, but I frankly haven't seen much of it. I think this whole thing has not been handled well. I think that there should be a moratorium on foreclosures for a reasonable period of time. I think that people should be able to readjust their loans. I think people should be able to go to bankruptcy court and readjust their loans. They can do it if they have lots of homes, but they can't do it in their primary residence. We've got to make some changes here, and they need to be made yesterday.
More with Senator Reid when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Be here, not at divorce court. I'm divorce attorney Marilyn York. We protect men. You deserve a fair financial settlement and time with your children. We only seek men as clients and negotiate before going to court. Divorce is tough. I've been there, and I share my daughter with my ex-husband. Sarah, Raina, and I can help you.
If you need an attorney that gives a damn, call 324-7979 or visit MarilynYork.net for all your family law needs.
My family started this business 27 years ago.
We work hard to serve our customers and our community. but it's getting harder and harder to keep the doors open.
For example, our workers' comp is going through the roof.
Isn't anyone on my side anymore?
The Retail Association of Nevada is. If you're a small business owner, we can cut your workers' comp by up to 50%, lobby for your interests, and keep you informed. Put us to work today.
For more than a decade, the Southern Nevada Water Authority has been helping the community embrace conservation as a way of life. That includes replacing more than 50 million square feet of grass with water-smart landscaping. During the worst drought on record, watering restrictions and tough landscaping codes have reduced the community's water use by billions of gallons, even as thousands of new residents were moving into Nevada. That's smart water management, and that's our promise to Nevada.
Success at TRI has come from public-private partnerships. We're here at the USA Parkway Extension with Roger Norman, Master Developer, and Bob Hess, Story County Commissioner. Let's listen in.
Roger, I see you're building some more roadway out here. Yeah, we're completed 4 miles. We have 4 miles under construction, and we're on our way to Highway 50.
Welcome to the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, the largest industrial park in the world, building economic prosperity for Nevada.
It will be a short outing for this young right-hander as the manager heads to the mound. Uh-oh. I have never seen anything like this.
There's an easier way inside local sports. Las Vegas Review-Journal. Get inside.
Senior Spectrum newspaper, serving Northern Nevada since 1987, reaches active adults, baby boomers, caregivers, and people with aging parents. Senior Spectrum can be found at over 300 locations. Cutting-edge information, news to help you make decisions on staying healthy and living well. Look for your free copy at grocery stores, senior communities, and Senior Spectrum rec-circulated locations. Call 348-0717. That's Senior Spectrum, your senior newspaper.
This program is sponsored by Friends of the Earth, fighting the government's plan to ship nuclear waste to Yucca Mountain. Send your no to the Surface Transportation Board at don'tdumponnevada.org. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
Back on Nevada Newsmakers with United States Senator Harry Reid.
Senator, in a story in the Reno News and Review by Dennis Myers, there he talks about a website that is now up urging that Senator Hillary Clinton become the majority leader of the Senate. Is there any real move to unseat you? And would Senator Clinton, how would she do as Senate Majority Leader? Because is she a show horse or a workhorse?
Well, I didn't realize that that News and Review was so desperate for garbage. That website is 2 years old. I can't imagine someone as experienced as Dennis Myers writing such baseless information. Hillary Clinton is my friend. Hillary Clinton would never run against me for anything.
Do you, now Senator, one other thing, it's been talked about in Nevada here that perhaps the Republican Party would bring in an outsider to run against you in 2010, kind of like Jack Carter came in to run against John Ensign 2 years ago. Have you heard anything, or would you think that the GOP would bring in an outsider to run against you and perhaps unseat you as majority leader?
Well, I would hope that whoever wants to run against me would be a Nevadan, but if it's somebody from out of state, I don't mean this to be funny, but I've run against lots of people. I had a primary election, you guys, where I ran against God Almighty. That he was on the ballot. That was the name, God Almighty. I beat him in the primary. The good news is he was a Democrat. And after that, they changed the law so people couldn't use such outrageous names on the ballot. But I have a job to do. I'm the majority leader of the Senate. But my number one responsibility, and has been all the time I've been in Congress, is to take care of Nevada. And I do the very best I can to do that. I'm going to continue doing that. I'm not going to be anybody different than who I have been these next 2 years. We have a different makeup of the Senate, which makes my job so much easier. We have a Democratic president. I have a significant majority. And I don't have to be somebody who is partisan. Right now, we've had only sometimes 49 Democrats, sometimes 50, sometimes 51, a very narrow, narrow majority. So I've had to, it's been very difficult for me to move things to the center. It's going to be so easy to do. The minute the elections were over this time, I announced that we were going to approach this next Congress on a bipartisan basis. When you accomplish things, and that can be done by working together, there's credit to go around to everyone. When you don't accomplish things, there's blame to go around. We've got enough blame. We need to accomplish things. As far as someone running against me, it's a free country. There isn't a single person I've ever run against that I consider an enemy. I have somebody I met this morning in my Washington office with Paul Laxalt. Paul Laxalt is my friend. Our friendship was created as a result of our running against each other. Bob Broadbent, may he rest in peace. I ran against Bob Broadbent for lieutenant governor. He and I became very good friends. John Ensign and I are the best of friends. So I'm not worried about anyone running against me. If I'll do my best to let the people of the state of Nevada know what I've done, and I'm satisfied that my record is pretty good, and we'll just see what happens.
More with Senator Reid on Nevada Newsmakers when we come back.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
As an employer, did you know you can be held liable for negligent hiring? A background screening by Employer Links can uncover criminal records, like alcohol and drug convictions. It can verify the applicant's education, driving records, and professional licenses. Employer Links can check civil records, registered sex offender records, and social security fraud. Hiring the right person shouldn't be a gamble. Call Employer Links. Employer Links, protecting your investment.
I am an American soldier.
I am an American soldier.
I am an American soldier.
I live the Army values.
I will never accept defeat.
I am disciplined, physically and mentally tough.
I am a professional.
I am a professional.
I am the guardian of freedom.
And the American way of life.
I am an American soldier.
I am the Army National Guard.
Defend freedom. In the Army National Guard, you can. Visit 1-800-GO-GUARD.com today.
Where's the best place to find out what's really happening? Find it every Thursday in the Reno News and Review. In-depth reporting, balanced news coverage, insightful entertainment reviews. Award-winning journalism you won't find anywhere else. Best editorial writing, best entertainment writing, best business news story, best investigative story, best local columnist. The Reno News and Review, when you want to know what's really happening.
South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends is the Tamarack Junction. Enjoy great food 24 hours a day in the dining car restaurant. For a quick bite and the best sandwiches in town, it's the Whistle Stop Deli. And for the best appetizers and menu selections and a large variety of cocktails, beer, and martinis, it's Sully Sports Bar and Grill. The Tamarack Junction is your junction for fun, just north of the Summit Sierra on South Virginia.
It's Tamarack Junction, your junction for fun. Yeah.
I love my granite countertops.
Since 1994, Globe Granite and Marble has been Reno's choice for affordable custom fabrication and installation of granite countertops. Reliable, responsible, dependable. Globe Granite and Marble.
They came in, they did their job, and they were out of here. They said they would start on this day, and they would finish on this day, and they did. And it was wonderful.
Call Globe Granite and Marble today.
Here at the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, just 10 minutes east of Sparks, we are constructing a 16-mile expressway connecting I-80 to Highway 50. This expressway provides direct access and will make it much easier to get to work. A direct route for employment opportunities. From 100% fiber optics to clean, reliable power, welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the largest industrial park in the world, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
So, who do you use for workers' comp?
Pro Group Management.
Yeah, I've heard of them. They help to grow your trucking business?
You bet. Employee background check, safety training. My claims even went down.
Sounds great, but expensive.
Well, they saved me 25%, and my rates haven't gone up in, oh, about 10 years.
So do they work with builders?
Sure do.
That works for me.
Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Tonight, NBC is all new and red hot.
Hi-o.
First, to save one girl, Chuck will betray the other.
Chuck, freeze! Don't move!
Then on Heroes.
It's coming.
An eclipse gave them their powers. So what will it mean when it happens again?
There's no escape.
And on My Own Worst Enemy. His entire life is one big secret, but what's his wife hiding?
Is Angie a spy?
Chuck, Heroes, and My Own Worst Enemy. All new tonight on NBC.
When accidents happen, having AAA auto insurance turns things around for you quickly, reliably, and personably. Just the way our legendary road service can get you out of a jam anytime, anywhere.
Oh my goodness.
So make the right call now to request the no-obligation free quote from an agent trained to find you the right coverage. And discover the AAA difference. Like friendly claim service you can count on 24/7. AAA certified repairs that are done fast and done right.
Great.
And discounts for having AAA auto and home insurance.
Oh, you have AAA?
That's good.
All at affordable rates. You'll also get this free AAA accident kit just for calling to get a quote. It all starts here with a simple phone call.
Hi, AAA.
So call today and get a free gift when you ask for a no-obligation quote. Get more. Get AAA.
This segment is brought to you by Comer Kemfer, a statewide law firm with offices in Carson City, Reno, and Las Vegas, where the client comes first. This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And we continue our conversation with United States Senator Harry Reid. Okay, I want to go back, Senator, to your questions on about the auto industry, that you're in favor of bailing out the auto industry. Ford is currently sitting on $18 billion cash, and the model for Chrysler and for GM is a broken model. There's no way that they can sustain the business the way they're operating now. The pension costs, the health costs are just crazy by comparison with running a regular business, which is what the foreign auto manufacturers are doing. If you bail them out, are you going to find a way to fundamentally change the way they operate so they can become profitable?
I don't think it's fair to lump Chrysler, GM, and Ford together. They have different business models. Ford has really done some very, very remarkably good things the last few years. GM is trying to, but they haven't done it yet. Chrysler is a work in progress. As you know, Chrysler is was a hedge fund. You know, they invested a lot of money in Chrysler. The man that left, remember, he was at Home Depot. He made $122 million when he left there, the man that's now running Chrysler. So what we have to do is understand that the automobile manufacturing is important to America, and we've got to do what we can. We've already given them money to create a new model. We've given them $25 billion of taxpayers' money, of your money, so that they'll retool for new modern cars. What we need is a bridge to get them over the hump the next few months, because they're draining huge amounts of cash. Now, I am convinced that what model they've had in the past has not been good. But I think it's also unfair to say that they have to be like foreign automobile manufacturers, because they don't necessarily have to be. We have the foreign automobile manufacturers in the southern part of the country. They're paying this. They're paid good money also. So I don't think we have to say we want to be like the foreign automobile manufacturers. What we do say is no longer can you manufacture pickups and SUVs and think you're going to make money. It can't happen anymore. That's gone.
Okay, we've got about 90 seconds left here. David Plouffe and David Axelrod ran an amazing campaign for President-elect Obama. Are you going to try to hire them to run your campaign?
Axelrod's going to be in the administration with Obama, as he should be. I don't know what David's going to do. They did run a terrific campaign. They were good to work with, and they were a tremendous help to us in Nevada. As you know, because of his organization and my organization, we did things that had never been done in the state of Nevada before this last election cycle.
One last quick question here. We have $1.5 billion to cut out of the budget in the state of Nevada next year. How much do you think that the federal government might be able to help there? We have less than 30 seconds.
Well, I think we have an obligation to help. That's why I talked about earlier in the show that I think we have to do something with FMAP to bring some money back to the states. State and local governments all over the country deserve it, and we have an obligation as a federal government to fulfill our responsibilities also.
Thank you very much indeed, U.S. Senator Harry Reid. We thank you for being here, and we'll see you very soon, we hope.
Thank you, Senator.
We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this time out.
The NBA is coming to Reno. NBA Development League basketball, the Reno Bighorns. Excitement, action. First game, November 29th. Tickets starting at just $10.
We're all heading up the digital highway, and now we can upgrade our antenna TVs to DTV with a digital converter box. But for better picture, sound, and high def, plus new free channels, make sure you have the right antenna. So visit antennaweb.org or call this number.
I always paid off my credit cards, but when I lost my job, I couldn't keep up.
When I got my credit card statement, I knew I was in deep trouble.
We thought we were ready for retirement.
But on our fixed income, the credit card payments were just impossible.
If you're struggling with credit card debt, now a solution is only 5 minutes away. Debt.com is the answer to reducing and eliminating your credit card debt, starting with just one call.
Debt.com hooked me up with a professional who got me payments I could afford.
Now we're in control again.
I don't know how we would have made it without Debt.com. My credit cards are under control now. I can't imagine what I would have done without Debt.com.
It can happen to anyone at any time, and it's probably not your fault. Talk to a professional who specializes in your situation, and you can start reducing your debt in the next 5 minutes. Call Debt.com for a confidential free consultation and fix it fast.
Call 1-800-893-1458 now.
Ditch the bag. Get the box, the KFC Guitar Hero Fully Loaded Box. Packed with two new original recipe strips, a new original recipe snacker, drumstick or thigh, two sides, biscuit, large drink. That's a lot of food.
The NBA is coming to Reno. NBA Development League basketball, the Reno Bighorns. Excitement, action. First game, November 29th. Tickets starting at just $10.
This segment is brought to you by Comer Kemfer, a statewide law firm with offices in Carson City, Reno, and Las Vegas, where the client comes first.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com and take it on the go with you. Download it free of charge as a podcast, free of charge at iTunes.
Thanks, and tomorrow's guest is Lori Nelson of Station Casino.
They just opened up Aliante Station in North Las Vegas. It's a great show. You won't want to miss it. We'll see you on the next Nevada Newsmakers. Thanks for watching and listening.